This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. House Speaker Jeremy Gilliam is resigning this month from the Arkansas legislature to take a governmental affairs job at the University of Central Arkansas in Conway. The Republican lawmaker began serving in the House in 2011 and was just the fifth speaker in state history to hold the top post for two terms. He had already decided not to run for re-election. He told our content partner KUAR in Little Rock he didn't know where he'd wind up after being a lawmaker.
I did not know what the Lord had in store for me. I really didn't. There were a lot of different conversations that were taking place, some I was a part of and some I wasn't, about my future and where I might go and land. And there was a lot of rumors going around about different agencies that I might, you know, be a part of or different things that I might wind up doing. And I just tried to be patient and kind of let those develop organically.
However, Democratic Party of Arkansas Chair Michael John Gray says he saw it coming and says he worries about the idea of a revolving door between state lawmakers and lobbying.
This was an opportunity that he couldn't pass up. None of us were shocked that he was getting this position. It's something that has been out there, worst kept secret out there for a while. No judgment there from me by any means. We all have to take care of our family. It does speak, though, to, you know, our capital is full of ex-elected officials that are now either lobbyists or in government relations positions.
Gilliam will make $130,000 a year at the University of Central Arkansas, almost $100,000 a year more than his pay as Speaker of the House. The House will meet June 15th to select an interim speaker. Gilliam says he suspects 2019 Speaker-designate Matthew Shepard will get the post. The University of Arkansas Fort Smith is getting a boost from the National Endowment of the Arts. The NEA is giving UAFS $150,000 for a community reading event. The Big Read in Fort Smith will include a visit to the city from author Emily St. John Mandel. Her book, Station 11, was nominated for the National Book Award in 2014. UAFS was one of 79 nonprofit organizations to receive the NEA grant. New data suggests Arkansas is doing a better job of addressing child welfare cases. The Senate Committee on Children and Youth met this week with representatives of a division of the State Department of Human Services to discuss changes in child welfare cases within the last 2 years. County Legal Operations oversees cases of child maltreatment and provides legal representation for children. The division reported seeing a decline of 170 cases over the last 2 years and a higher success rate in court compared to previous years. DHS attorney Gerald Shoreham says it's a positive trend.
I think a lot of people come into this to, you know, as in most things, you know, seeking to get something out of it. And we do offer a great curriculum and access to these things that some of these, I mean, there's mayors from towns that come through this. They would never be able to have the budget or to access this kind of information. But what they provide that someone else takes out. And so the networking that the people come in and what creates out of that is one of the most valuable assets.
The meeting also covered annual reports by the Arkansas Crimes Against Children Division. They report lower numbers across the board. Committee members generally say they are pleased to see an overall decrease of cases. Bentonville residents, take note. The city will be testing its storm siren tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock. Maria Fossey, a junior at the University of Arkansas, is the 2018 winner of the Annika Award. The award is given annually to the athlete deemed the best Division I women's golfer in the country. She is the first ever winner from Arkansas, the first ever winner from an SEC school, and the first ever winner not from UCLA. The award has been handed out annually since 2014. And the Major League Baseball draft is over, and the 2018 edition ended up with 11 Arkansas Razorbacks selected. That ties a school record for most baseball players taken from the University of Arkansas in a single draft. The Razorbacks' current season does continue Saturday when Arkansas hosts South Carolina for a best-of-three Super Regional, all three games at Baum Stadium. Game two will be Sunday afternoon, and game three, if necessary, will be Monday night. All three games are scheduled to be shown on ESPN.